Governor Bruce Rauner spoke of achievements in a landmark school funding bill during his State of the State speech. He talked about bipartisanship in his annual address shortly before his campaign sent out an attack email to supporters. He talked about many of the same things he has emphasized in the last several years: lower property taxes, economic growth, and workers' compensation reform, but without many specifics on how to make those things attractive to lawmakers who must also wrestle with a $2 to $3 billion imbalance between state revenue and expenditures. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with three people running for the same state house seat in Bloomington Normal this year. First is longtime incumbent 105th District Representative Dan Brady, who is deputy Republican leader in the House. Brady says the tone of the governor's speech was good for the bicentennial year.
Few things that are more stable, but much more that's not stable as far as the state of the state goes. And so that was my overall reaction.
Last year, depending on whom you talk to, if you talk to Senate President John Cullerton, it was a case of the governor vetoing a legislative compromise. If you talk to Senate Republican leader Bill Brady, it was a case of House Speaker Mike Madigan going off on his own at the 11th hour and 59 minutes and blowing up what could have been a grand bargain that encompassed more than the actual budget resolution that passed did. So is it going to be a similar kind of year, or is the governor going to be relevant to budget negotiations?
Well, I think that it has a recipe to be similar, and that's what we're going to have to guard against. I think that what you'll see is when you talk about some of the things that the governor talked about in the job growth and some of his reforms, and the governor's going to have to identify and know when he's made some of those accomplishments and gotten some things, and that's as good as it's going to get, and come back for a different day, especially during an election year and a budget cycle. That gets back to my point, and my concern is, in particular, the other side of the aisle, the Democrats, not going to be in a mood from a political standpoint that's going to work with the governor. Therefore, that will put things back on the leaders themselves on the rank and file.
State Representative Dan Brady, in spite of his leadership position, Brady faces a primary from the right challenged by David Paul Blumenschein of Bloomington. Blumenschein also speaks with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. He says Governor Rauner is not his first choice to be the next governor. That would be Jeannie Ives, but Rauner is his second choice.
One of the things that really stuck out, yes, he went through a very long list of wonderful attributes of our great state. One of the things he pointed out was that we are the world's 17th largest economy. Now, if we're the 17th largest economy, then how is it that we have the current crisis financially and the credit rating that we've been given by Standard & Poor's? How did we end up here? I mean, that to me is something that really stuck out. I have to agree with him. We don't have a revenue problem. We have a tax and spend problem. So that part of his state of the state, I'm on board with.
You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.